fellow disciples of our risen Lord, permit me to read once again a couple of verses from the gospel lesson just read. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. These words of our Lord are very simple words and very tender words. Even the heart of the unconverted would be emotionally moved by such tender words. And for those people who this past Sunday came to the house of God, whose steps were compelled to go there because on their mind was the fact that it was Mother's Day, perhaps when they arrived and they heard this reading, perhaps they felt that it had indeed answered their expectations for the day. And perhaps their conclusion was, how nice. This sort of reminds of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as it is sometimes read at a marriage ceremony. And that chapter, of course, is with power, and it's Christ-loaded, and it's poetic, and it's stately. And invariably, after the ceremony, someone will say it, "Pastor, that was the most touching reading." Well, yes, touching for the ceremony, but for life and for the marriage, words that are a test. These words of our Lord here in this gospel reading for the Sunday just past do not fall into the category of sentimentality. In fact, if these words are scrutinized very, very closely, if they are studied, the conclusion could well be the same conclusion of the disciples mentioned in John chapter 6 after Jesus had taught in the synagogue and at Capernaum. The response of the disciples: "This saying is very hard. Who can hear it?" Let's think about this word of Jesus to us. A new commandment I give to you. What kind of commandment is this? What's new about it? Had the law, and does the law not say, you shall love your neighbor as yourself? Did the law also not state, you should love even the stranger in your midst, because you once were strangers? And Jesus taught on the mount, love your enemies. But do you see the difference? He is here speaking to his disciples, to followers, to believers, to people in the group called by him. And he's not asking them to love the world out there. He's not asking them to have a sensitivity to the fallen world. He's asking them to love each other amongst themselves to demonstrate love. And therein lies the challenge, and therein lies the difficulty. I don't suppose that it can be said that there is more love exercised out there in the marketplace and in the city square than there is in the church. But it is true that oftentimes that there is in those places a fairness of play carried out. It is true that often there is an inner discipline and a care for each other that is beyond what we sometimes see in the church. But even there, if you take a close look, the game that's played is do what you must for survival. But here is a word that is difficult and hard. Love one another. It's difficult and it's no game. Because you see, we are people who are totally justified. Totally. But sanctification has only just begun. We are still people who are so capable of seeing the splinter in our neighbor's eye, but so hesitant to identify and admit to the log that is in our own eye. We say it, don't we? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And then we still make our divisions in categories, like of old, Jew and Greek, educated and unlearned, rich and poor, popular and unnoticed. We are very good at it. We are good in the church at slotting people, at putting them into a category. And then the way we live sometimes. Love, yes, but let them come halfway. Forgive, yes, but let him ask. Reconciliation, yes, but let her do her part. No wonder that this teaching of Jesus, repeated often in John's gospel, and then it's threaded through the epistles of John and of Paul and of Peter. Let love be without dissimulation. Since we have been purified in soul by the Spirit, let us love one another with a pure heart and fervently. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Concerning love for each other, there is no need, John writes, that I write unto you. For you yourselves have been taught of God to love. And now here this word from our Lord comes to us, disciples of 1998. Love one another. But the key to it all, of course, again, is not in ourselves. It's in him. It's in him who gives the command, who gives the instruction. Love one another. Did you hear it? As I have loved you. There it is. There's the power. There's the motivation. Jesus himself, his love for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we had neither the capability nor the intent to come to him, he came in our behalf and he laid down his life for us. And then John could put it, as he has laid down his life for us, we also ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. My little children, love one another. As I have loved you. And then he says, then the world will see it. Then they will identify you. Then they will comprehend who you are, his disciples. As I have loved you. Praise be to him. Amen.